Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second, the third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Marv Stahel. Batting second, the left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting third, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Boots Day. Batting seventh, the catcher, John Bateman. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey strikes out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosger. Grote reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards the mound. Renko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine bunts towards first. Clendenin juggles the ball. That's an error on Clendenin. Bateman moves to third. Wine moves to second. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boswell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bateman scores. Wine moves to third. It's 1-0, Expos. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wine scores. Stahel moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Stahel scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub strikes out. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Expos. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley takes first base on ball 4. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fairley. The throw from Grote and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day is called out on strikes. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bateman hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-0 in the game. Wine hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. Boswell strikes out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0-for-1 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stahel hits a fly ball into right field. Shamsky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gosger takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fairley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Mets 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-2 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fairley bunts between the mound and first base. Seaver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fairley for the out. Bailey moves to second. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bailey scores. It's 4-1, Expos. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 1. the Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shamsky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Expos. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 2 in the game. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Renko fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 2 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stahel hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gosger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Gosger moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Tom Seaver. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Expos will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fairley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Agee. Fairley reaches second base with a double. Adolfo Phillips pinch runs for Ron Fairley. Donhan pinch hits for Boots Day. Donhan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Han hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Shamsky. Han reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bateman is walked intentionally. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0 for 2 in the game. Wine strikes out. One out. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0 for 3 in the game. Renko is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Sutherland pinch hits for Marv Stale. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Sutherland now playing second base. Coco LeBoy now playing third base. Bob Bailey now playing first base. Don Hahn now playing center field. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. LeBoy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Garrett hits a pop-up towards third. LeBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 4, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.